في شقاق، فسيكفيكهم الله وهو السميع العليم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم، وبعد. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. On the most precious gift of Iman, the perfect teachings of the Deen of Islam, and Allah Azza wa Jal including us in the Ummah of His beloved Habib, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and over and above that, Allah Ta'ala honoring us to be of that group that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that this Ummah will fragment into 73 different sects of belief, and only one of them will attain salvation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, who is that one group? Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, ma ana alayhi wa ashabi, the one who is on my creed, my way, and that of my sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, my companions radiallahu anhum ajma'in. And therefore the name derives Ahlus Sunnah, Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wal jama'ah, and the jama'ah, the fraternity of sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. It is truly a great honor to be linked and associated with that group of people whom Allah Ta'ala had chosen. It did not happen by chance or by coincidence. When Allah Ta'ala looked into the hearts of humanity, those who had the purest of hearts, Allah Ta'ala chose them to be Anbiya alayhim as-salam, the messengers of Allah Ta'ala, whom Allah Ta'ala had sent down His wahi and revelation, and they in turn had conveyed to the creation of Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala looked into the hearts of humanity, the purest and cleanest of hearts, and of the highest levels of piety. Allahu Azza wa Jal chose them and later on made them the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, the companions around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba and Sahabiyat of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and every grouping within the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. The Muhajirin, Allah Ta'ala praises separately. They are those who had been forcefully removed from their homes, their wealth, and all of the striving and sacrifice. Allah Ta'ala Himself attests to the fact that they had done so only to gain the pleasure of Allah and to help and assist the deen of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as if to already dispel what the enemies of Sahaba radiallahu anhu would later say, that they had turned apostate, they had reneged, they had turned their backs on Islam after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala, as do the Rawafid, the Shia, Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. Not only that they're truthful, Allah says with emphasis and stress, it is themselves alone who are the barometer of truthfulness and sincerity. With great emphasis, Allah Ta'ala says this. On the other hand, you have the Ansar, radiallahu anhu majma'in, whom Allah Ta'ala had made their hearts the abode of Iman, and Medina Munawwara their abode. What are their qualities Allah Ta'ala speaks about? They love those who had migrated to them. Their hearts are pure and clean towards them. No malice, enmity, hatred. An amazing quality of the Ansar of Medina Munawwara, that even up to now, you feel that peace, tranquility in Medina Tayyibah. Their qualities of karam and generosity. Allah Ta'ala says, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. They give preference to others over themselves, even though they are in desperate hunger, in a destitute situation. They give preference to others over themselves, even in the most dire needs. And the stories of their sacrifices, giving all the food that they had to their guest of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the dark of night, when they themselves as a family, including their little children, went to sleep without food, that Allah Ta'ala attests to this high level of generosity, of self-sacrifice. I had the honor in Medina Munawwara of listening to an incident. In recent times, a family where the husband was the earner of the home, was paying off his home, when he passed away, leaving behind his wife and daughters, who had no apparent means of income, And that house was going to be auctioned off, and they would be left destitute without any home. When the auction had taken place for that home, a resident of Medina Munawwara went and bidded for that home at the highest price, took the papers, the ownership, gave it to the widow and little children of that person who had passed away, insisting that his identity not be ever made known to anybody. So this is the qualities Allah Ta'ala had blessed them with. We find within them the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Azwaj Mutahharat, whom Allah Ta'ala speaks about in the highest of terms. Ya Nisa an Nabi, lastunna ka ahadin min an Nisa in ittaqaytun. That you are not like any other group of humanity. Undoubtedly, the greatest group of women folk put together as a jama'ah, as a group, are the Azwaj Mutahharat, the pure wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every one of them was selected and chosen, handpicked by Allah Ta'ala, to be the pure wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what an honor they have. We call them Azwaj Mutahharat. We also call them the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, collectively the mothers of the believers. And each one of them enjoys the title Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of believers. So we say Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Khadija, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anhuma, etc. And who gives them this title? None other than Allah Ta'ala Himself in Surah Al-Ahzab, وَأَزْوَاجُهُ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ. That the wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are the mothers of believers. Allah Azza wa Jal sent Sayyidina Jibreel Alayhi Salaam to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam regarding his wife Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu anha, daughter of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anha, that keep her within your marriage. She fasts excessively. She stands up in salah abundantly. And Allah has already decreed that she is your eternal wife in Jannah. And so many other incidents. Allah Azza wa Jal himself, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, our most respected mother, who had such a pure heart, such a pure demeanor, such haya and modesty, that when the munafiqeen had initiated a plot impeding on her integrity and dignity, then Allah Azza wa Jal himself, in verses of Surah An-Nur, second ruku, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جُسْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ, almost two rukus of ayat of Quran that we read, Allah Azza wa Jal himself had personally intervened in defending her honor and her integrity. This is something amazing. She had many specialities. She has the honor. Now keep this in mind, that the enemies of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, the Rawafid, the Shia, say the most derogatory things about our respected mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha and some of the other Azwaj Mutahharat, impeding on the dignity and honor. She has so many honors. Can we imagine this great honor that Allah's most Habib, our most dear and beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala decreed that he leaves this temporary abode and goes on to meet Allah Ta'ala on the darkest and saddest day of human history, Monday the 12th of Rabiul Awal, that our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam departed from this dunya. But noteworthy that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam departed while in the lap of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away in the home of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, and therefore is buried there. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in those final moments, despite the severe weakness, gestured the desire to use the miswak, a great sunnah. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha asked her brother to bring a miswak, which she softened with her own mouth and gave to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who used it vigorously. She has the honor that her saliva had mixed with that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in those final moments. And in those verses, Allah had promised her that for him there is maghfirah and a very noble sustenance in Jannah. So what an honor, what an accolade, that Allah Azza wa Jal himself comes to the defense of the honor and dignity of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. And therefore extremely important, the very preservation of Iman. The very first line of defense of Iman is the honor and dignity of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, because they were the recipients of this deen from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and with the most absolute trustworthiness conveyed it to the ummah. And therefore, Allah Ta'ala has made them the barometer of haqq and truth. They were the purest of hearts, the highest levels of piety, most amount of sincerity. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that do not criticize and speak ill of my Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Wallah, the more we say this, the more we realize how deficient we are in defending their honor and dignity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about the sincerity of heart, that if any one of them spends a handful in the way of Allah ta'ala, it will be far better than any of you spending a mountain load of gold because of that sincerity of heart, the suhba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyone who defiles and pollutes one's tongue and heart with their condemnation, criticism, speaking ill about them, clear emphatic advices from our pious predecessors, do not intermingle with them. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah was asked by a person that a certain relative of his speaks ill and criticizes the Sahaba or certain Sahaba such as Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu an. He says, do not mix with him, whereas we know relatives, family relations are so strongly emphasized in our deen. He says, what if he invites me to partake of his meal? He says, do not even sit and eat on the same place with him, so as not to be part and parcel of that ill action of speaking ill of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Therefore, every week we hear on the mimbar, every week we hear in the Jummah khutbah, Allah, Allah fi ashabi, fear Allah, fear Allah, regarding my companions, my Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, do not make them a target of criticism after me. For whomsoever, and this is very, very pertinent, whomsoever loves Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, it is because of that love embedded in his heart towards me. Love of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in denotes love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about the Ansar, Ayatul Nifaq, Ayatul Iman, Hubbul Ansar, wa Ayatul Nifaqi, Bughdul Ansar. A clear sign, a barometer of Iman is love for the Ansar, and a clear sign of hypocrisy, of nifaq, of treachery. And the enemies of Sahaba radiallahu anhu have displayed this treachery many, many times in history, commemorating as a hero Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, who had assassinated Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu while leading the Fajr Salah, the martyrdom that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prophesied. They commemorate him in Iran as a hero for assassinating the very person who was responsible in whose Khilafah Islam spread in those lands. Salahuddin al-Ayyubi, whom Allah had used to liberate al-Masjid al-Aqsa from the hands of the Crusaders, they had connived, plotted to assassinate him. Therefore, he had to take stern action against them, together with the Crusaders, for the treachery on Islam. And there are many, many incidents in history replete with these. And therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, fear Allah, regarding my Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Do not make them a target of criticism after me. The one who loves them does so because of love for me. And the one who despises, hates, or criticizes, or finds fault with them, it is because of similar feelings that are lingering and harboring in that heart of filth towards me. These are very, very severe words. And therefore such great hikmah and wisdom in reading these words every week, a reminder. We are highly indebted. We are sitting here today as Muslims. We have the honor of living our lives as Muslims. It goes back to their immense sacrifices. North Africa, Far East Asia, Central Asia, and many, many other parts of the world that Allah Ta'ala had used them. The lands of Biladul Sham, Greater Syria, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu in his time, Al-Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, Syria, Iraq, many, many parts of the world, Allah Ta'ala had brought Islam through their hands, their immense sacrifices, understanding the responsibility that Allah Ta'ala had given to them. So our being Muslim, we are highly indebted firstly to Allah Ta'ala, then the sacrifices of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and definitely thereafter of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. Therefore Allah Ta'ala has made them the barometer. Allah says, if people will bring Iman like you, like Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, then they definitely remain steadfast on hidayat and guidance. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect our hearts, protect our tongues of ever saying anything against the dignity of any of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. We do not have any amal, any actions, but the least is on the day of Qiyamah we say that, Ya Allah, I had profound muhabbat and love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And most definitely, this is a very valuable thing with Allah ta'ala, sufficient for najat and salvation. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Reminder that today's collection once again will take place for a masjid in our locality, inshallah, the Amarantshire Muslim Association at the top end of Hill Road. Desperate need for funds. The closing date, inshallah, 20th of June. Before that, as much funds as possible to be collected towards the building of this masjid, inshallah. So the collection for today will take place for the, inshallah, the masjid that will be built, the Amarantshire Muslim Association. Let us, inshallah, open up our hearts, donate as generously as possible, the establishment of a new masjid. Whatever good will emanate thereafter, inshallah, we'll have a full share. So let us, inshallah, open up our hearts and donate as generously as possible, inshallah. Also for those brothers, inshallah, who will be embarking on Hajj, very soon a program will take place, inshallah, announcement will be made next week about that, regarding Hajj, Umrah, and Ziyarah, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Habibina wa Shafiina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'du fa ya ayyuhan nas, ittaqullaha azza wa jalla fi sirri wal alan, fa inna allaha yuhibbul muttaqeen, wa man yattaqillaha yaj'al lahu makhrajan wa yarzuqhu min haythu la yahtasib, wa man yatawakkal ala allahi fa huwa hasbuh, inna allaha baligh amrih. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. أيها المسلمون، فلنشكر الله عز وجل على أعظم نعمة أتاحنا بها، وهي نعمة الإيمان. فنشكر الله عز وجل ونحن مشكورون للصحابة رضي الله عنهم أجمعين الذين ضحوا لنشر الإسلام في أنحاء العالم. قد بين الله عز وجل رتبة إيمانهم وجعلهم ميزة لأحسن الإيمان قائلا: وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا كما آمن الناس قالوا أنؤمن كما آمن السفهاء، ألا إنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون. وقال عز وجل أيضا: فإن آمنوا بمثل ما آمنتم به فقد اهتدوا، وإن تولوا فإنما هم في شقاق، فسيكفيكهم الله وهو السميع العليم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم محذرا: إذا رأيتم الذين يسبون أصحابي فقولوا لعنة الله على شركم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين والمجاهدين والمستضعفين في سبيلك في كل مكان، اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين، اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وغزة خاصة والشام والبرمة وفي الأفريقية الوسطى وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها، اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين، اللهم فرج عن كرب المسلمين، اللهم ردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا، اللهم أطعم المسلمين من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Reminder, inshallah, this weekend there will be ijtima taking place in Lanesia, commencing from now Juma until Sunday, Dhuhr, inshallah. You know, sacrifices have been made for this. Inshallah, let us try and take the maximum benefit of this ijtima that will be taking place in Lanesia, inshallah, until Sunday.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Shahadu an la ilaha illallah, shahadu an la ilaha illallah, shahadu an Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah.
Istawa'i tadilu taqarabu. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا، اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.